الدعاء مقبولة بعد دبور الصلاة المكتوبة after the فرض نماز دعاء سے answer. You want aspirers crying for the duas to be answered. So there are some lucky moments. One of those moments is after the Faras Namas. Another moment is also between the Azan and the Namas. Azan is called at Zuhar time, and then Namas is performed. So between these two points, duas are answered. Yesterday we spoke about some salient features of wuzu, commonly committed mistakes at the time of wuzu. We spoke about the masa, about the washing of the feet, or wasting water. Then there are some mistakes that are common in namaz. If you want the namaz to be accepted, and then the dua to be accepted. So some of the mistakes in namaz have to be corrected, and those mistakes are mistakes committed in the standing posture, what we say qiyam. So in the standing posture there will be over 10 sunnahs, and seldom do we realize Nurul Izzah, these basic kitabs, they have a detailed account of all the sunnahs. The more we talk about it, bring it into our lives, you see the good coming out. As one Barul Haq Sahib from Hardoi used to emphasize on these sunnahs, bayans, private sittings, public sittings. One person that used to follow him, ordinary simple person, truthful, sincere, but he would tell me that I would join Mawlana, and in his sittings, as he's sitting to give a bayan, because of his the importance that he would show on the sunnahs, with respect and muhabbat, the importance that he would show on the sunnahs, man says, ordinary, simple, not Mawlana or anything, businessman, says, I will see Rasulullah Basamiyah. We see the sunnahs with respect and muhabbat, and what is seen, how casual we take the sunnahs. So bring it, apply it to our lives. So in the standing posture, one is that the feet must be parallel to each other, preferably 4 fingers apart. Someone is bigger in size, obviously it's going to be difficult. Then what posture is easy for you? But preferably in a normal circumstance, 4 fingers apart, and all toes facing towards the Qibla. Not like a V and not like an A, but parallel to each other, and all the toes are facing towards the Qibla. Then another sunnah that we leave out many times is when we are standing up and raising our hands, right? So there's several things that we should be taking note of. One is, as we sing the takbir, من غير طأطأات الرأس. It mustn't be, you say,
Allahu Akbar.
The head should be straight. Allahu Akbar. Without bowing the head. That's a common mistake. And here, this is like a sitting to learn. Len den ki khubiya. Khubiyo ki len den. Khubiyo ki len den. It's a mistake, a correct yourself. Then, in the standing posture, the gaze should be at the point where you make sajda. How many sunnahs now? Three. How the feet should be, then where the gaze should be, right? And the head must be in one posture, not bowing down straight. All these things are, they contribute towards the acceptance. The sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, see, our elders say that people progress in this path very, very swiftly because there is a lot of emphasis on the emulating of the sunnah. And the sunnah creates an attraction. The reason for expediting this journey is the firmness on the sunnah. Small sunnah or big sunnah. You don't say no, just a small sunnah. So this expedites the journey because the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the beloved. And he is the beloved, every action of his Allah Pak likes. So when you imitate the beloved, then you will become beloved. There will be an attraction. You will get a motivation, a drive in good. You will find the strength to leave out wrong. Then, number five is this, that you are raising your hands, right? So the hands, the palms must be facing the Qibla. Small little effort, but how great it is just to emulate the Sunnah. And get your namaz is accepted. Small adjustments that are very dear to Allah Ta'ala, and you're taking the trouble to follow the sunnah. How great it is. If Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is presented with your namaz, what will happen to his heart? Ki ye mere ummati, meri sunnato ki is kadar paabandi karta hai. Mere se kya muhabbat rakhta hai. When you see this imams of hadith, it's amazing what was the level of muhabbat they had for the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You can see now, just on aspects of taharat, adab, only the etiquette, they'll dedicate about 20 chapters. That means what level of muhabbat they must have had and how committed they must have had been. For them to dedicate 20 chapters just on the adab, etiquettes. They did what they had to do, and they left. Do we appreciate, or we just read them and carry on? So one is that the palms are facing the Qibla. The fingers are not opened wide like that, not tight. Ala hali. How many sunnahs now? Right? Six, sir. Right? Then, you raising your hand, right? To your ear, right? The thumb, which you touch the earlobe. And the fingers, top part of the ear. You see, straight like this. How many sunnahs now? Right. Then the next point is, there is some explanation, discussion, just keep it to just one thing, right? When do we raise the hands? So there's a discussion on the whole topic, but let's make it short as possible. So one preferred opinion is, when we're saying Allahu Akbar, right, that's the time we raise our hands. Allahu Akbar. Qazi Iyaz Rahmatullahi says, Imam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullahi's time was the closest to the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But he was born in the 80 and passed away 150. Imam Malik Rahmatullahi was born around 94-95, so about 14-15 years later. Then Imam Shafi Rahmatullahi was born around 150. So Imam Saab's time was closest to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So he says, therefore, Imam Hanifa Rahmatullahi says that you will raise your hand just once, because his time was closest. So what's the link? He says the link is this. When you're saying Allahu Akbar, so with raising your hand, what you are showing? That you threw the dunya behind you. Others say something else, someone say, li'lamil asab, right? Other reasons, whatever. But Qazi Iyaz Sahib says, kanna tarahat dunya khalfahu, through the dunya behind him. He says, as the time was closest to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then when the dunya was thrown behind once, it would remain behind. It won't come and trouble you after that. Time was Mubarak, very Mubarak time. So one time you threw it, so it won't come and trouble you for the rest of the namaz. So you're throwing the dunya behind. Allahu Akbar. So you made nafi, you rejected the whole dunya. Dunya se kuch nahi hota. And then Allahu Akbar. And you made isbat of Allah Ta'ala. So nafi and isbat. So now how many sunnahs? Right? Then the ninth sunnah is, then you fold your hands, right? Now we will say beneath the navel, from Shafi Rahmatullah to above, right? And we prefer this because we say that namaz is a mazhar of adab, very, very heavily flavored with love. Overall, it's an expression of adab, but flavored very strongly with love. So that's why, so you're standing in front of someone very great, hands are down, you are looking down, you don't look at the person on the face. Can you see that? So namaz, mazhar-e adab. It's an expression of muhabbat, expression of adab, right? But flavored heavily with love. Al Imam Shafi Rahmatullah says that namaz is an expression of love. So like this, when you put your hand like this, what? It's an expression of love, isn't it? You don't see people being slaughtered. Do they do that? Expression of love. It's not a sunnah, but a mustab also. But they do. So Imam Shafi says it's an expression of love. And we say it's an expression of sinar. From the beginning right till now, it was all about adab. Don't look around, just focus, see how your hands are, how your feet are. Wa'il ibn Hujr radiallahu anhu, all these hadiths he brings up. How the most exciting thing was Wa'il ibn Hujr came from Yemen, right? But he came only two times. But he observed Nabi so well. And that's like, oh, kaisi muhabbat. What level of muhabbat? Smallest adab and the sunnah, he preserved that thing. How Nabi stood up, right? How was his focus? How was his hands folded? But these people did so much, and then we just disregard the sunnah. Can we call ourselves honest people, loyal, lawful? Or we call ourselves traitors? They did so much, and you can't even just emulate. So Hamza says, Yada bewafa kaun hoga? Can there be someone more unfaithful than us? Right. So then you fold your hand, right? So then folding, the hadith which says, qabd, right? To grasp. Qabd means to grasp, to clasp. So the three fingers will be on the back of the hand, right? And the little finger and the thumb, right? You tie your hand, forehand, with these two fingers. Right. So, see all the sunnah pertaining to standing up, just the qiyam. Right. Then you will say the Allahu Akbar. Right. And then I have to remind all the imams nowadays, as you start the namaz, then don't make a long, don't stretch that Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. No. Allahu Akbar. Because the imam is going to stretch that takbir, right? And someone, imam is still stretching and he's completed his takbir. So then this is taqaddum al-imam. And in the takbir al-tahrima, if you go before the imam, then your namaz is invalid. You're not in the imam. You're not in the namaz. But we are saying that the takbir al-tahrima is a shart. And other imams are saying it's a rukun, right? Both are saying it's compulsory. So you started the namaz before the imam. So are you with the imam or you not with the imam? So to secure those other people's namaz, then make the consideration, don't stretch that takbir. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Right? So now count how many sunnats. Ji? Kitni sunnat hue? Ji? 11, huh? Right. Then the other sunnah that is neglected nowadays, waqumu lillahi qanitin. It's a long explanation, right? But let's give a brief explanation. Waqumu lillahi qanitin, ay sakinin. In namaz, it must be composed and don't fidget around. No, don't do that. It may be itching, but just hold on. Someone is playing with their nose, someone playing with their toes. Right? Don't fidget. The namaz is short. Tarawih also very short. Tarawih is also quite short. And namaz is also short. For a few moments now, can't you just hold your itch? And the worst thing is now you're not holding your itch. So as you start itch, then sometimes these things are like, you know, contagious. So he starts feeling itchy also. He also feels the, I forgot to itch. So don't start with itching. Don't start it. And the worst is someone will scratch the nose and then they're looking. That's even worse. But don't do stupid things in namaz. Get that namaz accepted the right way. See this adab of the standing. Someone can show it. Anybody got that himmat to show all these adabs? Then, it's almost 11 now, right? 11, 12. 12. Then nearly all the imams are agreed that it is an adab to cover the head. Right? All of them. It's an adab to keep the head covered in namaz. Right? Unfortunately, see, there's an Arabic saying, the historians say, An-nasu ala dini muluki. People follow the ways of the leaders, right? So now, if you look at the world scene, it is the kuffar that are calling the shots, right? Agree on that. So when they're calling the shots, so they have a certain style. Then we unwittingly will imitate them. You don't see these leaders wearing topis. You see them wearing topis. So because they're not wearing topis, then the people also do the same thing. Subjects will do the same thing. Because this is where it starts from. The leader, what they're doing. Like for example, the English language, right? When the world leaders all speak English, right? Mainly, it's all, but main leaders speak English. So then, the world wants to speak English. Why? Because the leaders are there. Some things that you can't do without, right? It's going to be difficult. Alright. Allah forgive us for that. We're supposed to be keeping firm on Arabic or Urdu. Because these are languages that are closest to Islam. But we came onto this, right? A little bit grudgingly, right? Not happily. Because the Zuban, the language of our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was Arabic. So the least we can do is the more prominent things in Islam, when we use the Islamic terminology. We're going for Hajj, not pilgrimage. I'm going to perform my Salah or Namaz, not prayer. I remember, you know, when I was small, right? So the non-Muslims, they worship, they should say prayer, they're going for prayers. Non-Muslims, we will say no, for Salah, Namaz. So I use these words. The same now, Azan, right? Use the word Azan. We don't say now, it's the announcement or proclamation, don't say that. Azan, call the word. So wherever we can use our words, we use them. We can say, Hazrat Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Why must we say the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? How beautiful say Hazrat Rasul Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How does it sound beautiful? The Prophet, it doesn't sound so beautiful. So wherever we can use our terms, use our terms. See this adab and the sunnats, they go towards the perfection, completion and the perfection. Small adab, but what a difference it will make in your whole namaz. The whole, it makes a major difference. Major. It goes towards the acceptance. So the head be covered, right? Preferable turban is even better. But if it is not going to be easy to wear the turban, then at least the something, some respect. Right? Some form of respect. Right? That is why ulama are saying that someone takes the wearing of a hat, takes it lightly, and it's makruh. He doesn't consider it to be an adab and counts it to be a small thing, insignificant thing, then that's makruh, undesirable. And when you're going to be doing something undesirable, then can your namaz gain that acceptance? Maybe makruh, maybe your namaz is valid, but then because of this element of makruh, right, then you can't think of getting acceptance. Imagine somebody is coming for an interview with you, right, but his mouth is smelling bad. You look at him favorably. So now same with adab, right? You got your topi on, right? Got it, and with adab you're standing. And then you're not itching. Not itching, not moving. So it's about 14 sunnahs. You don't itch. So this ayat was revealed. Sakinin. Remain still, composed, calm. Right? Don't move around from side to side. Don't itch around. Don't scratch. Right? So these things are terrible, right? You start scratching, then someone else wants to feel. So I say it's a contagion thing. So. So these are the adab of the standing posture, qiyam, right? Qumu lillahi qanitin. Then the last is this. The namaz that is performed standing, the reward is doubled, right? Then the nafal namaz that is performed sitting. Nafal namaz you are allowed to sit and perform, but then the sawab is halved. Right? But the namaz that is performed standing, you get full sawab, and the namaz that is performed sitting, half the sawab. So all this amounts to about 15 sunnah just with the standing posture. Allah Pak grant us all tawfiq.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. يا أول الأولين يا آخر الآخرين يا ذا القوة المتين يا راحم المساكين يا أرحم الراحمين. ألف لام ميم. الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأنت الوجوه. ألف لام ميم. الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأنت الوجوه للحي القيوم. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم كلما ذكره الذاكرون. وصلي على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم كلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون. اللهم صل على روح سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في الأرواح. وصلي على جسد سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في الأجساد. وصلي على قبر سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في القبور. وصلي على بدن سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في الأبدان. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ألف ألف مرة. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم إن تغفر تغفر جما وإن يبدن لك لا ألما. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الإيمان. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم إنا نسألك العافية دوام العافية وشكر العافية رب العالمين. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا واخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. O my beloved Allah, Rahim Allah, Kareem Allah, Sattar Allah, Ghaffar Allah, Hannan Allah, Mannan Allah, Badi Allah, Sami Allah, Basir Allah, Dhul Jalali wal Ikrami Allah. O my beloved Allah, despite our numerous amount of sins, you have still given us the opportunity by your grace, non-eligible servants like us, to raise our begging bowls in your house in the company of Mutakifin and our seniors. O Allah, we make shukr for this. Ya Bari Ta'ala, you have given us the opportunity to raise our begging bowls. O my beloved Allah, at this juncture, koi hume puche main kya mangta hu, main apne Allah ke Allah se muhabbat mangta hu. O Allah, we are asking for your true love. We are asking for your maghfirat. Ya Allah, you make our maghfirat and forgiveness. O Allah, you forgive us in this gathering. And O Allah, from this gathering, extend our dua and our nida and our desire for the whole ummah at large. O Allah, you forgive each and every one of us. Ya Bari Ta'ala, the sins that we have committed knowingly, unknowingly, in company, in privacy, O Allah, in Safar, Hazar, wherever it happened, O Allah, you forgive our sins. Ya Bari Ta'ala, you dearly love to forgive sins. O Allah, if you'll forgive us, the report will go to Hazrat Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that his ummati has been forgiven. It will bring joy to the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Ghafurur Rahim, forgive us. O Ghafurur Rahim, forgive us. O Allah, allow us to tread on the path of Siratul Mustaqim. Ihdina Siratul Mustaqim, Siratul Ladina Namta Alihim, Minan Nabiyeen, Was Siddiqeen, Was Shuhada'i, Was Salihin, Fahasana Ulaika Rafiqa. Ila Al Alameen, we complain of our weakness and we complain of our feebleness. O Allah, we do not have anything to present. Hum yahan naqis poonji lekar tere darbar mein haath phaila raha hai ek bhikhari ke manind. Allah, like a beggar that got nothing to present. O Allah, it is your satari that has covered us. It is a vineyard that you have placed over us, and you allow us to come over and over again. And oh my beloved Allah, we've got nothing to present, but the hope that you have placed in our hearts by your grace. Ila al-alameen, we ask you once again to make us your loyal servants. O Allah, let us become the proper ummatis of Janab-e Pak Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the way it is desired. وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ. O Allah, let us follow Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam and make his ittiba in that way, Ya Allah, that is from our heart, Ya Allah. O Allah, give us ittiba'i sunnat of Janab-e Pak Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. O Allah, as the days go by, increase our love for you, our love for Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and our love for the deen and Islam and all those things that invites your happiness and invites your maghfirat and invites your pleasure. And oh my Allah, you are the one that can remove things. You are the one that changes a stormy night into a bright day.
O Allah, the storms that are in our heart, and we have become the shikari of nafs and shaitan. O Allah, today we complain, إِنَّمَا أَشْكُوا بَثِّي وَحُزْنِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. We complain to you of what's happening to us, Ya Allah. O Allah, you change our condition of our heart.
هَوَاوْ هِرْسَ وَعَلَى دِلْ بَدَلْدِ میرے غفلت میں دوبا ہوا دل بدل دے.
O Allah, our unmindful hearts, O Allah, make it mindful once again. O Allah, our inattentive hearts, make it attentive once again. And O Allah, let our mind follow suit, let our body follow suit, let our ambitions and umange and our desires and our aspirations come in conformity with that what invites your pleasure. Oh my beloved Allah, O Rabbi Kareem Allah, O Rahim Allah, definitely we don't deserve anything. May Allah, some of us are in pain, Ya Allah. Some of us have got a white beard, my Allah. Qala Rabbi inni wahana al-azmu minni washta'ala ar-ra'su shayba. Ya Allah, as the age comes about, our eyesight is failing, my Allah. Our legs hurt, my beloved Allah. Allah, when we are fasting, the parched, thirsty feeling. Oh Allah, as the days go by, our memories are fading away. Oh Allah, we present our weakness in front of you, who is fa'alul lima yureed. Wallahu ala kulli shayin qadir. Har shay ke upar qadir rakhne wale. Oh Allah, the one that makes ihata of everything. Oh my beloved Allah, we presenting our weak, sparrow, broken, non-eligible things in front of you. My Allah, accept our du'as. Allah, by your grace, accept our du'as. Ilah al-alameen, we thank you, Ya Allah. Extremely weak servants like us, you have given us the opportunity to come once again to sit at the feet of our elder. Oh my Allah, we treasure these moments. Oh Allah, we ask you, Ya Allah, to open up the way for us. Wa bika nasta'inu ya fattah. وَبِكَ نَسْتَعِينُ يَا فَتَّاحُ. Oh Allah, you are the one that paves the way for a person. You are the one that opens it, Ya Allah. And Oh Allah, those wasail and those means that have to be adopted and the steps that have to be followed that are being explained to us. Oh my beloved Allah, give us the understanding of this path. Oh Allah, as by your grace you have given us somewhat the understanding of ulum al-zahir. Oh Allah, bless us with the ulum batin. Oh my beloved Allah, from your treasures, Ya Allah, rain upon us by your grace, non-eligible ones like us, to understand this part, my beloved Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, we complain to you of our lack of understanding. Oh Allah, we complain to you of our lack of commitment. Oh my beloved Allah, the ayat karima that is read, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min az-zalimin fastajabna lahu wa najjaynahu min al-gham wa kadhalika nunjil mu'minin. Oh my beloved Allah, it is so powerful that it releases someone from the stomach of the fish, from the darkness of the night and the darkness of the ocean. Oh my Allah, is ghutan jo hamare gardan ke upar hai. Ya Allah, this constriction that is on our heart. My Allah, in the spiritual line, because of the darkness of our misunderstandings and our kun akal, O Allah, on this night we ask you to remove this and give us understanding by your grace, my Allah. O my Allah, we ask you for the darkness that has come because of nafs and shaitan. Dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. O Allah, they have ganged up against us and it does not allow us to progress. Ya Allah, on this night we ask you, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, save us from the accursed one. And O Allah, you take us to nafsul mutmainna. And O Allah, the akhlaq-e razail, that is the darkness in our heart that's holding us from this path, that's holding us up, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you, Ya Allah, wa kadhalika nunjil mu'mineen, Ya Allah, you release us from that also, Ya Allah. O my beloved Allah, when we're sitting with our elder and we are interacting, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, increase our trust, love and confidence. O Allah, increase our i'tiqad, increase our muhabbat and increase our i'timad. Ilal alameen, save us from from shari ilhad and save us from in this path to make any type of kufr as well, Ya Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, let us not be those that have ishkal and i'tiraz upon every step of the way. Make us those that do and die, not those that ask what and why. Oh my beloved Allah, give us the quality of sami'na wa ata'na. Ilal alameen, to thee we complain of the feebleness of our strength. To thee we complain of our inequity and inability, of our lewdness and our wayward ways. Oh my beloved Allah, make us among those who will guard our words and our eyes among the hafiz. Make us among those who are munib. Oh my beloved Allah, make us among those who ask on every step of the way istighfar. Oh Allah, we ask you for guidance upon every step. Ya Allah, Allahumma hdini wa saddidni. Oh Allah, on a dark night, when it is raining and it is musty and it is foggy, how you show the way through the fog lamps. Oh my Allah, sometimes due to our actions, the path seems very, very hazy. Oh my beloved Allah, after being explained the path, لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا. Do not let us go away from the path after you have guided us, but keep us with sabit qadmi and istiqamat. Oh my beloved Allah, those tuhfa that come with istiqamat. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُوا عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ. Oh Allah, you bless us with help in this world, and you bless us at the time of death, and you bless us in the qabr, and you bless us in hashar. Oh my beloved Allah, at the time of death, let us leave this world with La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Oh my beloved Allah, those actions that will bring our life, that husn-e khatima, let us follow that, Ya Allah. And oh my Allah, save us from those harakat and nashaista actions that will deprive one at the time of death. Oh my beloved Allah, make our qabr rawdatum min riyadil jannah, and save it from being hufratum min hufrin nar. Oh my Allah, let the cool winds blow from your treasures and from jannat in our qabr. Ilaha al-alameen, on day of hashar, when we will meet and see Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, we're not eligible of this. We don't have anything to present for what we are about to ask for. But Allah, we have this much, that it is your grace that when we meet Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let him not say, suhkan, suhkan, I don't recognize you. I don't know who you are because of our actions. Oh my beloved Allah, what a day it will be when the Nabi of Allah, rahmatulil alameen, doesn't have anything to do with us. Oh Allah, save us from that day like that. But instead, my beloved Allah, by your grace, let us drink from the hands of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. By your grace, oh my Allah, give us shade under your arsh. Oh my Allah, when the book of deeds have been given, we don't have a hand to present like that. But Allah, by your grace and fadal and karam, Ya Allah, you are kareem, you give bidunil istiqaq. We don't deserve, but Allah, you still give. You still give and you forgive. Hamare taraf se hai khata hi khata, Mawla tere taraf se hai ata hi ata. Oh Allah, give us our book of deeds by your grace in our right hand. Oh my beloved Allah, the journey across the bridge of Sirat, Ya Allah, make it easy for us. La sahla illa ma ja'altahu sahla. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my beloved Allah, where can we ask for this? But my Allah, by your grace, non-eligible things like us, Ya Allah, give us put your focus of rahmat on us and give us some portion in the jannat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, please, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we don't have the right to ask for anything. But Allah, we have been taught and we have been heard. We heard that must ask for jannatul firdaus. Allahumma inna nasaluka ridaaka wal jannah wa na'udhu bika min sakhatika wa ghadabika wal nar. Ya Azizu, Ya Ghaffar. Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, Kareem Allah, Ya Allah, whilst we are enjoying your ni'mats, there are so many people that are going through difficult conditions at this moment. Ilal Alameen, those actions that will change the condition across the globe, especially of our brothers, Ya Allah, and our sisters in Gaza. Ilal Alameen, let us bring alive those actions. Let us bring alive the Tawbah and Istighfar. Nastaghfirullah, Nastaghfirullah, Nastaghfirullah. O Allah, we ask forgiveness on our behalf and on behalf of our brethren throughout the globe. O Allah, what we supposed to do that help can come into them, and what they supposed to do that help can come to them. O Allah, let us do that, Ya Allah. Ilal Alameen, remove the difficulties from our Muslims in the Uyghurs, Chinese people, Syrian people, Ya Allah, Bangladesh people, Sudan people, Lebanon people, and the people of Gaza. Allahumma barik lana fi shamina wa barik lana fi yamanina. Oh my Allah, we complain to you of what is happening to the Ummah. We complain to you of what is happening to those masoom children that have become often due to the zalam, what they have unleashed upon them. Allah, those children haven't committed any sins. Those children are masoom. They are going through this because of our deeds. Oh my Allah, they got nobody to call Ammi and Abba. We complain to you, Rabbah. We complain to you, Rabbah. Allahumma inna najaluka fi nuhurihim wa na'udhubika min shururihim. Oh Allah, we ask you to come in front when we are fighting and save us from the evil, Ya Allah. They have unleashed their bombs upon us. They have shown us their power. O Muntaqim, Jalla Jalaluhu, you show them your power. O Allah, you show them your power. Ya Allah, before any punishment comes to them, Ya Allah, you bear witness, we have asked hidayat for them. Ya Allah, give them hidayat and make them muwafiq with us, and make them stand in our lines, and let us enjoy the deen, and let him enjoy the rahmat. O Allah, we ask you to give our hidayat. Take them in sajda, give them zamzam, take them to Maqam Ibrahim and Hajj and Umrah, and let them enjoy the ni'mats of Quran and Hadith and direction of Sirat al-Mustaqim. But oh my Allah, those that have taken the bayat to Fir'aun and Haman and Qarun, Shaddad, Utba and Utayba, and oh Allah, they want to live like Abu Jahl, and oh Allah, clean up the backyard like how you sorted it out before. Oh my beloved Allah, we complain to you. We complain to you of the Ummat, Ya Allah. Nobody wants to hear us, Ya Allah. Yaskarbi Azim ko, Ya Allah, nikal de, Ya Allah. Allahumma fir ummat Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa tajawaz an ummati Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Warham ummat Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma farij al kurab. Allahumma farij al kurab an ummati Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ilal Alameen, is Ramadan mein, Ya Allah, darwaza khol de hamare musalman ke liye, Ya Allah, open up the door so this Eid can be Mubarak for them. What Mubarak Eid is it without Aman or Aman? What Mubarak Eid is it without a family? What Mubarak Eid is it without food and water? Ilal Alameen, you are the one that feeds. You are the one that is Khairul Raziqeen. You are Rabbul Alameen. You are the one that is Palanhar. O Allah, your mercy extend it on everybody. Ilal Alameen, Ilal Alameen. Our children at this moment are going through so many difficulties. Ya Allah, give us the fikr of our children once again, Ya Allah. As Yaqub alayhi salam asked his sons, what will they do after this? Give us once again the fikr of our children, Ya Allah. As Ibrahim alayhi salam worried about his children, Rabbi jalni muqima salati wa min zurriyati rabbana wa taqabbal dua. Protect our children. Save our daughters and sons from all type of Satanism. Save them from LGB. Save them from all type of modernist ideas. Ya Allah, save them from the secular education. Ilal Alameen, save them from the media and save them from the entertainment. Hamare aulaad ke upar rehm farma, karam farma, rehm farma, karam farma. Oh Allah, don't destroy our progenies after this. Give them the sohbat of the pious. Oh Allah, protect our grandchildren, our progenies to come. My Allah, let it not be any day of Qiyamah. We are going to Jannah. And they're going in another direction. Say, hey, Baba Progeny is my beloved Allah. My beloved Allah, those amal of talim and ta'allum, zikr and ibadat, sadaqat and khairat, that brings help to our progenies, our daughters and our sons. Ya Allah, look after them, my beloved Allah. My beloved Allah, take care of our affairs in our absence. Let not from our progeny come kufr. Let not from our progeny come shirk. Let not from our progeny come dhiriyas and atheists, my beloved Allah. Ilah al-alameen. Those that are sick and ailing, give them shifa-e kamila, ajila, daima, mustamirra. Anyone that is going through some sickness, ya Allah, ruhani sickness, ya Allah, and badani sickness and jismani sickness, ya Allah, you are the one that gives shifa. Ya Allah, you give them shifa. Oh Allah, you bless Hazrat Mufti Sahab and you bless everybody that is making khidmat over here. Ya Hakim Muntazimin, ku kabul farma. Ya Allah, in every department, masjid department, cleaning department, eating department, parking department, ya Allah, whatever department we know about and don't know about, ilah al-alamin, you bless every person. The darban of this place, you bless him also. Oh Allah, this nizam that they have set for our hidayat and nur, ya Allah, you give them nur from your nur. Ya Allah, they have given us to eat, you give them from your food to eat, ya Allah. You give them from your treasures to drink, ruhani torpor and physically, ya Allah. Ilah al-alamin, those whose families are recovering from the hospital, ya Allah, give them shifa-e kamila, ajila, daima, mustamirra. Oh Allah, those that have got any difficulties that have come here with it, ya Allah, oh Allah, send them from here. It is well known when you come to a king, ya Allah, the king will send with some gifts, ya Allah. Oh Allah, you are the Shehenshah, you are Malikul Mulk, Dhul Jalali wal Ikram. We have come with our begging bowls, ya Allah. Ya Qadi al-Hajat, Iqdil Hajatina, ya Sattarul Uyub, Ustur Uyubana, ya Muqallib al-Qulub, Thabbit Qalbi, ya Musarrif al-Qulub, Sarrif Qulubana ila Taatik. Sarif kulubana ila dinik. Oh my beloved Allah, whoever has got any needs here, those that have got children of marriageable age, give them suitable partners, those that are in financial constraints, ila al-alameen, may ghaybi ta'id of them, make intizam for them, ila al-alameen, whatever is in the andaruni heart of each and every person, walim bi dhati sudur, yaha ke hazirin ke dua ko kabul farma, yaha ke hazirin ke dua ko kabul farma, the people that are present here, ya Allah, and the people that are listening wherever they are, and wherever this prayer will extend throughout the globe, ya Allah, accept their du'as in their haq. Oh my beloved Allah, we lack the ability to ask for ourselves, we lack the ability to ask for others. Ilaha al-alameen, what Muhammad Arabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked for, what Imam al-Anbiya asked for, Ahmad al-Mujtaba, Muhammad al-Mustafa, Sarkar al-Alam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked for, you grant us that. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyuka wa habibuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa na'udhu bika min sharri mastaazaka minhu nabiyuka wa habibuka Muhammadun sallallahu عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم إله العالمين give us the صحبت of the صادقين give us the صحبت of the صادقين إله العالمين those of us that have made intentions ya Allah by your grace we have made these intentions ya Allah accept our intentions oh Allah you know our intentions ya Allah accept our intentions. Ya Allah, we have presented our intentions. Ya Allah, make it with afiyat for us, Ya Allah. Yaha ke log ke justajoo ko kabool farma, dagmagate huwe, pair likha huwe, Ya Allah, pisalte huwe, tere darbar mein pahunche. Ya Allah, accept us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, don't send us empty-handed. Those of us who are lacking behind like myself, Ya Allah, improve us in this coming year, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us a tawfiq for ittila and ittiba. Ila al-alamin, whatever hua, so hua, tere karam se hua, so hoga, tere karam se hoga. Ila al-alamin, bless us in this part, Ya Allah. Bless us in this part and expedite us, Ya Allah. Ila al-alamin, let our Hazrat Nazar fall on us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let it open up our heart. Allahumma aftah akfala kulubina bin nuri marifatik wa bin nuri zikrik. Nawazo se. نہ مال سے نظر سے ولی پیدا ہوتا ہے بلکہ بزرگوں کے نظر سے ولی پیدا ہوتا ہے. او اللہ let us do things that enjoy the focus of our Shaykh on us. Ya Allah, our Murshid and Muhsin, let him view us. He's always looking at us with a good eye. O Allah, let us not do things that move that eye away from us and then we are jammed. Ya Allah, ilah al-alamin, keep us on the right track. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, hamare tooti pooti dua ko kabool farma, hamare tooti pooti dua kabool farma, durood pesh karte huwe, یا اللہ امید رکھتے ہوئے ابزب و حالت پیش کرتے ہوئے ہمارے دعا کو قبول فرما, معاذ اپنا فضل و کرم سے قبول فرما, ریاکاری سے ہمیں بچا کر قبول فرما, تیرے ستارے کے بار میں قبول فرما. یا اللہ, وی پریزنٹنگ دس ان فرنٹ آف یو. مولایا صلی وسلم دائما ابدا علی حبیبک خیر خلق کلہم وصلی اللہ علی النبی الامی. یا اللہ, ڈونٹ لک ایٹ اور فالس اینڈ اور سنفل ہینڈز اینڈ سنفل ٹنگ اینڈ اور میسڈ اپ مائنڈز and then make the faisla of this. But Allah, we are presenting Shabi Abi Talib in front of you. We are presenting the day of Taif in front of you. When Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was stoned, look at that blood and that condition. Look at that condition of Taif, my Allah. That condition, what he was in Arafat, that condition, Ya Allah, when he stood, was made shaheed. Ya Allah, we presenting this name that you love, Ismuhu Ahmad, Muhammad, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's name, Ya Allah. وَلَسُوفَ يُؤْتِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى فَلَنُوَلِّيَنَّكَ قِبْلَةً تَرْضَاهَا. Ya Allah, by the love you have for Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ہمارے دعا کو قبول فرما, معذر نہ کر, فضل و کرم سے قبول فرما. وَصَلَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّبِي الْأُمِّي بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ. ہمارے دعا کو قبول فرما برحمتك.